You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We're joined by finance and strategy rep for the OUSA executive, Mr. Troy Gibbons. We're talking to Troy about a gig he's co-organizing, which is a fundraiser for Gaza that's happening over at UBAR later this week on Parare Friday. Good morning to you, Troy. How are we?
Morena. I'm very good. Thank you, Zach.
It's good to have you on the program. You're joining the Third Timers Club, I believe.
Yes, goodness.
Which is pretty nuts. Maybe even the Fourth Timers Club.
Maybe I'm just famous.
Maybe.
I hear you beg to get me on here, so.
I wouldn't say beg, I would say grovel. I know you like to use the B word. But let's start this corridor off by talking about some wider university Palestine politics. Palo Alto, obviously that Israeli cybersecurity firm, they partnered with the university for a master's program in Queenstown. The university has since come out and said that relationship is under review. The exec got sent a letter by Vice Chancellor Grant Robertson all about that decision. What does this mean that it's under review?
Well, you know, classic government talk. In my opinion, it means absolutely nothing. I mean, it's even ridiculous that they're even reviewing it. They should just cancel it straight out. Students have made it very clear that they don't want it. And I think for a university that refers to us consistently as customers, they should probably bend to the will of customers, even though I hate that terminology and I think it's actually disgusting and disrespectful to what we provide. But if students have made it clear they don't want it, which they have, why would we even keep doing it? There's no money attached. I don't see any upside or benefit to this partnership. And I think it speaks to the broader issue of corporatization of universities, where we're getting big corporations and $100 billion corporations to co-develop curriculum.
Dunedin's no stranger to Palestine fundraiser gigs. There's been a few happening at the Crown. What made you think to do it on campus?
I think the interest in the Palestine issue and the genocide has decreased because we're becoming so saturated with the consistent bombardment on social media. And we're just trying to get students to remember that this is still an ongoing issue and that this ceasefire doesn't actually mean that much when there's still massive humanitarian crises happening not only in Gaza but across the Middle East. And it's all about bringing a fundraiser to people. A lot of people that enjoy pint nights, for example, go to UBAR, but they don't really feel comfortable going to places like the Crown. It's not really their scene. So it's kind of bringing that to them, and also it doesn't give them an excuse if it's cold and raining because it's right next door.
There wasn't any issue scheduling this with UBAR. I mean, we know that there were OSJP posters taken down on campus, I think in Oahi Ora or near Oahi Ora. There was no issue in organising that with UBAR?
No, it went pretty smoothly. I think it was up to a big help from Feely Gilmore from the Soci Department and her partner Dave. They helped us quite a lot in securing that, and so they've been a massive help. But no hiccups.
Mean. You and Flynn, who is the political rep on the OUSA exec, are listed on the gig poster. You guys going to be speaking?
Yeah, we're going to be speaking. We realise that it may be misleading. People might think there's a duet.
Honestly, that would be pretty great.
I think Feely promised that we would sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. So that might happen. But yeah, we wanted to balance talking with music. It's not just a time to enjoy music, but it's also a time to be aware of what's going on and to keep informed.
Another big speaker for this event is Palestinian activist Rinad Tamimi. She's been a huge driver in the local Free Gaza movement, hasn't she? She's been an absolute bulwark.
She has been fantastic and amazing, and honestly, I don't know how she does it.
It's pretty remarkable. Music-wise, there's Amanita, Debs, Cleos, Zara Rose, and Liquid Lucy. Good smattering of Pint Night favourites.
Yep. Very grateful to them all for playing for a charity gig. They were all very keen when we flipped them a message. We were going to have Monkey Do, but unfortunately they couldn't make it because their drummer is also drumming for the capping show.
Oh, no.
Cam. But no, it was really awesome. And I just want to send like a lot of love and big thanks to them for all their support, because obviously no one just wants to hear me talk for an hour, even though I could. So it's really nice of them to come and help us out with this.
Funds from the gig are going to go to refugees and Palestinians still in Gaza. How are you going to distribute that, all the funds to them?
Yeah.
How are you going to reach them?
So it's through UNRWA, I think is the acronym, or AWARA, something like that. And so they are an organisation that works in education, healthcare, and a whole big wide variety of humanitarian issues. And so they work with refugees in Gaza and the West Bank, but also outside of Palestine. So Syria, Lebanon, people that have been kicked out of their homes illegally by the Israeli government. And so they have been doing amazing groundwork for healthcare and education. And so it will get paid to them, and then they can handle all the hard yards.
I do want to touch on that, what you said about how the, you know, this issue, this genocide has sort of slipped off of the radar of many people since things like, you know, the Iran war has come on. I've been seeing a lot of posts or articles from the New York Times and the New York Post about how Palestinians in Gaza who are making life livable for themselves casting the genocide narrative into doubt. That's what the headlines are saying. Do you think that, like, we're going to see some sort of revisionism about this, like, for the foreseeable future?
I mean, I think it's actually awful that the way the media spin things, and I mean that's the corporatization of media that's led to that. I was watching a video the other day about the Washington Post, and some of their headlines, ever since Jeff Bezos took over, have just been like, oh, actually unions don't matter. Oh, AOC is just jealous that humans can make $1 billion. And like things like that. And I think that's the media are just trying to whittle us down. And I mean, crush the will of people. And I mean, they've been doing that for a long time. And I really hope that we continue to realize that these atrocities aren't going to go away overnight. And that the impacts of these will be felt for years. So I hope not. There's a little bit of me that still has some hope.
Is there anyone you'd like to thank for this gig?
I'd like to thank Flynn. I'd like to thank Fairly. I'd like to thank all the bands. I'd like to thank Radio 1. You guys have let us advertise this. And I'd just like to thank everyone that's going to come and support us. It actually means a lot, and it feels nice to do something for others. A lot of time in my OUSA role, it feels like a lot of it is internal and you're just doing it away from people, but it feels nice to actually go and make a tangible difference in people's lives.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Troy. Awesome. It's great having you on, as always.
Cheers.
The best. That was Troy Gibbons, the OUSA Executive Finance and Strategy Rep. We're talking to him about the gig for Gaza, which is happening this Parade Friday. There's going to be a lot of bands there, including Amanita, Dibs, Liquid Lucy, Kleos, Zara Rose, and guest speakers Renard Tamimi, OSJP, and Flynn, and Troy from the Exec. That's going to start at 8:30 p.m. It is Kuaha Entry over at Yuba this Friday. We're going to play Home.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.